What lady them are doing in L.A. with the brown bag?
Brown bag.
What's the deal, brown bag?
Yeah.
Episode 166. My pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Duno Rex or what?
Duno Rex. You're her man. I'm her master.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday to Tuesday. Okay. By the way, people keep DMing me that they never saw that Amanda, that lefty looked like Amanda Perez.
Until you.
Think about that.
And that's not even a reel yet. One day, Jose will get to it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lefty Gunplay looks like Amanda Perez, and I'm standing on it.
All right. They have a collab together. It's the perfect mashup.
Yes.
Hey, did you guys have to hit her for the clearance?
Yes.
She cleared it. Feed it?
Yeah.
There's an epidemic that I need to talk to you guys about. What? You guys need to fucking understand the struggle right now that girls are going through and that I am currently obsessed with. Okay?
Okay.
It's fucking making me shake right now. It's not drugs, not fentanyl, not a fucking STD, nothing, okay?
All
right. It's fucking labubus.
Labubus.
Labubus. Do you know what that is, Dunoski?
No.
When I was younger, I would fall off my bike and I would have labubus.
No, it's not labubus.
No? Okay, all right.
These are fucking labubus. These fucking little shits are fucking labubus, okay? Do you see these? Have you seen these on social media? You're going to see them if you haven't.
And now that you talked about it, they're going to come up with my shit.
Hold have on. You seen them, yes or no?
No.
Oh, they're evil.
Okay, there are these things. There's this fucking store. It's called Pop Mart. It's popping out everywhere. It's probably been here for a while, right?
Who owns it?
I don't know. But...
we gotta look into that.
People are starting to fall in love with these little labubus, right? And they're selling out. So then people are reselling them. And they're even doing tranza ones. And I have fallen for the trap. And I'm here to say, just so you guys know, ladies, watch. Give your girl a labubu. She's gonna be like, oh my God.
I don't have a bitch.
Whatever.
I've been giving my girl a labubu.
I hope you don't give your girl a labubu. Okay, but I have to tell you this. So
you bought the fake ones.
So I had seen them in the store's Pop Mart, right? I taken my niece Brooklyn because she wanted to actually get a Sunny Angel. Do you know what a Sunny Angel is?
The shit on the phone.
Yes, the shit on the phone, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We went into a Pop Mart store and they're like, "Hey, we don't have Sunny Angels. We're Pop Mart. I guess there's two different brands, right?
Yeah.
So, but both rare." What ends up happening is, like, they turn into mystery boxes. You don't know which one you get. So there's, like, a mystique in it, right?
Yeah.
So that's how Sunny Angels are, and that's how labubus are, right?
They're two separate.
Two separate brands with the same kind of...
Similar.
Product
Pokemon,
launch and
Digimon.
All that. Yes.
Like similar obsession.
Similar obsession, right? These are sold out everywhere, whatever. As I'm in those stores, I run across these little labubus, and I was like, oh, they're cute, but a little bit ugly, right? They remind me of the movie/book Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Where the little kids, like, running around.
It's a little evil little thing.
Yes. All right. Then I'm like, all right, whatever. Then my sister is like, hey, do you got a plug on these things? And she sends me two links, and they're the labubus. I didn't care about them until my sister told me she wanted one, and they're sold out. So I was like, yeah, I see them all the time, right? I seen them. They're the Century City, Westfield, whatever. Mm-hmm. That one has a Pop Mart. Glenda Galleria has a Pop Mart. They're not everywhere.
It's only
but
in fancy places.
Yeah, the fancy ones have it. And I was like, yeah, I could get you one. Don't worry about it. Then one day we were going to Little Tokyo. We go to the Shabu Shabu spot there. Super bomb, right?
Mm.
And so I TikTok search Labubu's Little Tokyo because all those stores... one has to have it, right?
Because it's huge in the Asian culture.
Yes, it's huge. Yeah. So then I see where it says, hey, if you go to Little Tokyo, labubus are right here. And I go to the spot that it's at. It's in this store that, let's say, kind of like a swap meet vibes. You go into the store and there's one store set up right here and one store set up right here. Should be one store, but it's kind of like two sellers are in the store, right? There's Funko Pops everywhere. There's Pokemon. There's Yu-Gi-Oh! There's Dragon Ball Z. And when the first little pop-up that I seen, they're the boxes of labubus. And I'm like, oh, are these the labubus? She's like, yeah, they're $27, right? So I'm like, fuck it, let me get it. They're not sold out. They're sold out everywhere. Sold out online. Sold out at Pop Mart everywhere. This girl has it. Ooh. And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I buy it. And then I look to the back, and the back store has other boxes of these same little monsters. And I was like, oh, are those the same? Like, are you guys the same store? And she's like, no, they sell other ones. So then I go to the back store, right? I go to the back store, and I was like, hey, are these, like, labubus too? And they're like, yeah, but we're the real deal. So when that guy said that, I'm like, fuck, I just got tranza.
Oh.
Like, I got a labubu for $27.
You got lafufus.
I did. Listen. Just listen to me, bro. It's a whole thing. the same box, they had it, and it was $45. And I'm like, dang. So I got transferred in one, and on another one, I'm getting upsold. Because online, they're $21. Mm. But I'm like, fuck it, I'll buy it. Like, I'll buy it because it's here and my sister wants it. Yeah. And then I got the other one that's a little bigger box, and they're like, it's $60. Whew. I spent like $200 in like 5 minutes getting these labubus, right? I go home, and I open the box from the first girl. That shit look is so fucking fake, and I'm fucking pissed.
You should have brought it.
I did bring it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I brought it to show you how real the tranza looks, okay? So first off, the boxes. Which one do you think is the real box, and which one do you think is the fake box?
Ooh. Oh.
It literally same type of packaging.
Okay, I think this one's real. I think this one's real. And this one's fake.
Do you know? Showing it to camera. You guys can...
That's fake. The one to your, the one Vic said too.
Yeah, I agree with doing that.
This one's fake.
Yeah.
What makes you think it's fake?
The
color.
And then
let me show you guys to the side. Side.
Yeah, I think this...
Back.
This one just looks more official. And it has a little... The sticker. This one has the authentic sticker right here.
This one is the fake one. You guys are right. It is.
Yes, okay.
To be fair, I didn't know this one existed.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look super fake only when you put it up next to it.
Yes. Yeah, so, but do you see how similar they look?
Yeah, they did a great job.
Amazing job.
Yeah.
Then even you open it, and it even has packaging. Look at this packaging. This is the fake packaging, right? This is the real packaging. I'm so upset. Similar packaging,
right? Yeah, that's pretty close.
Similar packaging. Yeah. Inside the fake one, is this fucking stupid, weird little fucking...
Oh.
Do you see?
Oh.
Do you see, like, the ears are off?
Yeah.
The feet wiggle.
Oh.
And
it's so deformed.
And they're called vinyl face because it's supposed to look almost glass.
Oh.
But this one you could tell is drawn in and it's kind of, like, wiggly, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think you could pass...
Let me see.
Bruh, I'm so fucking pissed.
Oh,
I got a fake one.
That's just fading.
And then you can't pick which one you get. So, like, again, it's a mystery, right?
Yeah.
So then when I dropped David off at UCLA, I went to the Century City Pop Mart, right? And they had new in stock. So then I'm like...
The real one.
The real
one.
You can rub this off.
So then I'm like, let me buy these little ones because there's some that sit down and then there's some that stand up. This is a $60
These are all fucking creepy as shit.
Wait, the ones that stand up are $60, at least at the resale, and the ones that sit down were, like, the $45. Right? So this is a real one. You see how nice and glossy it is?
Yeah, very high quality.
This one is from Pop Mart, right?
And then that one is like from the Paisa
Seed. The feet look different.
Oh, wow.
All of that. But you don't know unless you buy it, right? And I'm just so mad that I got transad. Anyway, I go to the Pop Mart at the Century City. And they had just got like a new shipment, dog. So then I get two little boxes, and I'm like, I'm going to just get the two boxes. But they're selling a pack of six. You can buy them like low-key wholesale. And I'm fucking itching right now. I'm a fucking fiend right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, yes, you little fuck. Let me throw the fake one at you, six. Yes.
I need a laboo.
Yes. This is what happens to me. I get, like, over-obsessed with shit. This is how I got with the fucking crystals. Remember I had crystals everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember
that? I heard about that. I heard about that, yeah.
Not crystal meth. Crystals. The crystals.
Yeah. At your office at the small one in downtown.
Fucking, I would sage these fools every time they came in. So, I bought a whole box of fucking labubus, bro.
And you're giving us one?
No, I'm not giving them to you.
Oh.
If then... I need to get my money back.
Are you going to sell them?
I think I'm going to sell them. So, I have
Tap in for the labubus for the high. You
because,
feel me?
Bro, look up right now online to get a labubu. They're bank. You could see these little ones.
Hey, Siri, how much is a labubu?
Annoying. The resale on these, bank.
How much was the pack of six?
I just want to let guys know your girl probably wants a labubu for Valentine's Day. You get it for her. She's going to show it off. She's going to put it on her purse. It's going to be vibes. Watch. Just watch. Just watch.
How much was the six pack?
It was like $150.
What the fuck?
Yeah, $150.
Can I see this?
Because at Pop Mart, they're not expensive. It's just the resale of it because they're getting all sold out. You see?
Bro, there's one on StockX right now for two bands.
That was hard, though. Look at this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a little two bands.
They're saying this is like the brick bears.
Oh, like brick.
Bear bricks.
Yeah.
That's just big.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just know that this is a new thing, the new little obsession.
The little boo-boo.
So let me see. Can I see that box?
Okay. So
these boxes. Sorry, go ahead.
So in this box, I think there's like six, right?
Is it a blind box?
It's a blind. They're all blind boxes. Ooh. Right? Look. And so I got one because I'm like, fuck it. At least I'm going to have a real one. So that's my little pink
one. So the other one's a fake one too?
No, this one's real. This one's real too. But this one was overpriced because I got a resale. And then I got my sister's son. Mm. But yeah. So.
Can me and Vic open one?
No, if you do, you got to pay me.
Why?
Because I need to make this money back that I've lost on fucking LaBooBoo's.
Slanging LaBooBoo's.
Bro, this is some real shit. I talked to Jose about it. We have a whole little situation. We could give it away at the live show. We could give a LaBooBoo away.
I'm down to give away.
Can I see this shit?
But you can't open it. That ruins it.
Why? Okay. So
if you pay me, you can open it.
So why don't we open it and sign it, whoever wins it at the live show?
But you have to pay me for it.
What the fuck?
Bro, I put bread up for it.
That's fucking
and I lost bread. I lost bread on the resale one, and I lost bread on the fake one. I'm telling you, that's the shit right now, dog. Look.
Okay.
You can look at it, you can.
So if we go up in the, how much do I got to pay? If you pay $150 for the box divided by six.
40. Give me 40. No, give me 40. You can open it.
You're upcharging me?
I have to make back what I lost for the fake one and for the resale one. All right, then give me back my fucking box. These shits go on sale crazy online.
La Boobo. You know what I did?
Oh, look, they have all different ones. They have Dada, Cici, Hihi, ZZ.
There's a corrido about
it. There's a corrido about
this. Get this, bro. Get this, bro. At fucking Santee or at the alleys, they make clothes for these motherfuckers.
Get the fuck out.
This is the whole shit. I promise you. So if you don't know about LaBooBoo's,
I'll pay for it.
Show me. Pay me for it, you can open it. Like,
he just wants to open it.
Yeah, it's that part. It's that part of it.
I want a thirst trap for the hoes.
I got you LaBooBoo's right here, boo-boo.
I posted it, and all the girls, I want one. Where'd you get it? It's sold out. I thought I was going to start slanging like tamales.
This is like their Jordans or whatever.
No, legit. It's a whole thing.
Do you take Apple Pay?
Yes, I take Apple
Pay. Your number? What number?
$40. My new one.
I'm going to send you
$35. I'm serious about this shit. Charge it to the pot account.
Okay.
That'll the pot account. Let me see. Hey, let these fucking finessiness, huh?
No, this is real life.
Okay,
how should I open it like this? Tell me how much you paid for your LaBooBoo because it's sold out.
Should I open it like this?
Yeah, like that. Like unboxing.
Okay.
Wait, I want a LaBooBoo if it's coming from the business. Again.
$40. I need to see it, though. I need to see it. What?
Okay, there's a LaBooBoo unboxing from Duna.
It's cute, bro. Let's see what LaBooBoo you got. Yeah.
Do nails on the box.
Wait, what is that? What is that?
It tells you which one you got.
Oh.
Don't look at it yet.
I know what you got. Is it? I knew it. That's like funny that he got that one. Yeah. Look at you got Cici. You
La boo-boo.
It's called Cici.
It's called Cici.
Wow.
You should post it. Girls put it on their purse. It's their little. So I saw even someone have it on their dashboard, like with clothes on and everything.
For the house?
Yeah. Watch how many hoes hit you back.
Can I keep the fake one?
Keep the fake one.
East LA fools.
East LA fools.
Oh no, South Central fools.
South Central fools.
But the low key, the fake one.
Is that her for my LaBooBoo?
I'm doing it right now, you boo-boo.
Hey, but the fake ones, low key can pass. If you're just looking at it like,
But this is like a real obsession right now.
I'm telling.
But where does it come from?
You know how I know it's an obsession? Because Oregon fool knew about it. Fucking Jose, as soon as I talked about it, I'm like, you guys look like those little animals with the big smile. And he's like, the LaBooBoo's. And I've been calling him all weekend about everything that's going down.
Jose, but they're like, because I remember when those little fucking things on your guys' phone came around. That shit was like a real obsession, fool.
And you know what? He was telling me, out here because we have like little Tokyo, maybe because we're LA, we have access to them. He's in Oregon. They're like, there's people that they have to buy a ship. They can't go to a store.
Oh, so food.
They don't have pop stores.
So food are driving to go buy these shits?
Or online.
They have to get them online.
Then online they're sold out.
The $2,000 one that he showed on SockX was fire.
That was fire.
But I'm not paying $2,000.
So if anyone in Oregon wants it, I got the plug that drives out there every month. So what's up with it?
What is this, like a jug just now? Like Lefty just jugged you for $40.
Oh, I know.
You can see online.
No. Food, the StockX one was $2,000.
Yeah.
It's a Monster / Vans Old School
LaBooBoo
Forever Vinyl Plush. Two bands.
Oh, and rapper fools like these fools, like Little Weird and them, they love all this like toy shit at their house.
They're cute.
That shit's hard.
Yeah, you see?
That's kind of worth it.
And bro, look,
the one on StockX was big.
If you touch it, they're like soft. They feel Look, feel this one.
Are these cartoons?
No.
They will probably will be.
They have like a store. Like,
they probably
like
will turn into right? cartoons.
But where did it come from? Like, I want...
Pop Mart. I don't know, bro. I think they're like bear bricks.
Like cause?
Look at, yeah, close.
That's just big. Look, look. She looks so weirdo. That's just hard. Like, if you were to have one at the pad.
That was
harder.
But are they making it big size?
Yes, or they just, have big size.
It's the Black History Month one?
Sorry. They make them look like little corrido fools. Jose, can you show them?
That's crazy. Where did it
look
like,
at this fucking
labubu.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They have little clothes that you can buy for them, dog. It's a thing. I'm not making it up. I swear to God.
Labubu was Gucci down.
Labubu boys.
Wow.
But just FYI, I don't know. If you want to make your girl happy, get her a labubu, dog. And I know a spot.
Look, huh? I'll give it to you for a good deal. $45. It's been touched by Duno World and World's Craft Vic.
Yeah.
Who did the first labubu ever at Power 106?
No, mine is the first labubu.
Oh, yeah, fuck, okay.
But I really like this pink one because it has little heart eyes. So I'm glad that it was the first one that I opened. Right.
Yeah, it looks evil, but it has heart eyes. It's
hey, look, he's
cool.
Interested. It's crazy because...
It's not a joke. I promise you. You want to get in good graces with your girl that's mad at you right now for hanging out with fat ass? You fucking get her. Fucking get her labubu.
Let's talk about that. Where does a girl ever call me a fat ass before?
But
and she didn't even know that was your nickname. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Because last podcast, Vic was talking about how your homegirls call you fat ass.
Yeah, they just call me fat ass. But like out of the cariño.
Yeah.
Oh. I just be with this fool. He be arguing. And then I'll throw my little input like in the back. Like, fool. I'll be like, hey, Jim. And he should be like, tell that fat motherfucker to shut the fuck up. Like, damn, fool. Why do we got to insult each other? She could have just been like, hey, tell your fucking punk ass homie to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But like, talk about my weight. It's crazy.
Don't give that labubu to a girl. Give it to Cookie for her birthday.
She already got a good gift. I'm keeping this labubu to myself.
Okay, we should give a labubu.
2025 is about me.
Let's give a labubu away at the live show.
Okay.
I'm down.
This is like a new wave.
It is, bro. I'm telling you before. It's
how early are we on this?
We're at least the fact that at Pop Mart, I can go get some. I feel like we're a little bit early right now. It hasn't hit where like as soon as they drop, they're sold out. Yep.
Nice one.
What song should I put in the back?
And you putting that little card shows the legitness because the fake one didn't have the little card.
Oh, so that's like your...
The fake one didn't have the little card. And look, the fake ones have like a little cutout. Like
this one's indented.
This one didn't have a cutout.
What do you think is going to be the first big brand to collab with these fools?
Well, Vans did it.
I think they have
which is the Vans one.
Yeah. Vans did it.
Watch Supreme be next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Supreme Labubu.
But and they have a cool name. They're called the Monsters or something, but yeah. Calling them the
this Boobies Korean Boobies. Mo, right? This Korean? Or is Chinese? Japanese?
They even have a song.
It was in little Tokyo. Is Japanese? Shout out Labubu.
Let me show you the song.
I'm on the vibe now.
Sunny Angels.
Oh my God, they got a song for Labubu.
Labubu, yeah.
What?
At the same time. It's scary, spooky, hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy
it. What are these foods wake up?
I'm going to buy it for my girl's daughter, and then she's going to be obsessed with it.
Bro.
And then she's going to have to, like, my girl's going to have to buy them all herself after that.
You can pick which one you want.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You didn't let me pick.
I didn't let you pick the box. I should have. No, not like what's inside. Just, like, pick the box that
you
want.
Yeah, I'm not going to live open it. I'm going to let her do it.
Yeah. She's going to fucking love you, bro.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Cause
and
the
then her
kids,
mom's going to have to spend mad money.
Yeah.
On
the kids
her
fuck with the labubu a lot. The kids know what the fuck is going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Live unboxing. You want to do another live unboxing? Fuck it.
No. One labubu for me is enough.
But aren't you going to give that to somebody?
No, I'm keeping it in my house.
Oh, why don't you open the labubu that we give away on the live show?
No, nah, I'm all right.
You should do it.
Labubu.
You should give it to the girl that wins your heart. The live show.
She gonna get something else.
Don't get danced by labubus out there. If you see it, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is on resale. Unless you're at Pop Mart, that's where you get it the actual price. Don't learn like I had to.
Facts.
Has already talked to you about your labubu
obsession? He doesn't know yet.
Oh. Wow.
I've been hiding these.
You've been hiding these at the house? Mm-hmm. Not even the boys
he
know?
He can't tell me what to do with my fucking money, bro. It's my bread.
But not even the boys know?
What?
About your
I literally got home and I put this
her.
Shit. Yeah, it's some shit it should be for
it's
yourself.
Like, I feel like it's feeding your inner child.
It is. Yeah. I love this shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, where's
it? Like you're hiding an addiction.
That's how I get though.
It's like no one knows about it. My kids don't know.
I would rather, like, you know how they have like shop therapy or like
retail therapy?
That's me. Like that helps me. That makes me feel
when
good.
When you're shopping?
Yeah.
That's true. Buying hats makes me feel better all the time.
And it's like, who am I to tell them, you what free. To buy? Sometimes or get, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they only give me a discount.
Have you ever got a Danza hat? Do they have those?
Like hats, yeah. Back in the day at the swap meet, they were fake. Yeah, they were like they'll be cheaper, but they're fake. You'll be like, oh what? But it was like
why does it stretch so much?
They were passable. No, they were just really stiff. Like it was just a stiff ass hat. You could really not do nothing with that from the Paramount swap meet.
I've never gotten a tranza
nothing
hat. No, a hat. But I did one time get gifted tranza J's. Like fake J's.
Shut up.
They gifted him to me. And I was like, at first when I was already in the store, I was like, this store kind of looks a little iffy. But I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I was like, the dude, you know, that one that'll fuck with me, he wanted to give me some bread. Mm-hmm. So then I got a quick little story post. And then I wore the shoes. Like after one day, like the shit was coming off on the side. I was like, wait. Like it wasn't like, but it was like, peeling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I wasn't mad. I was like, oh fuck, I'm gonna just use these shits to beat him. Mm-hmm. And then I use them to go like play ball or like on a
not
daily,
gonna
like
beat someone, yeah, but as yeah, beaters, the
yeah, as beaters, yeah, like, make them like my day to day. But I've seen somebody wear, fake Air Force Ones the other day. Yeah, his name's Lil Weirdo. That shit was crazy. I was like, hey, my boy, like,
oh, you had the babe sign.
Nah.
You have babes, is that what he means?
Nah. Yeah, no.
Real
babes.
What?
Babes.
Yeah. No, but he's saying... No, they said babes shit. Are oh. Like said, Air Force. They copied the
silhouette.
The silhouette.
Yeah, no, but he meant fake forces.
Actual fake forces.
Yeah, fake forces. I've seen...
I heard they're cheap. And they're white ones. You're going to wear them like 3 times. Why not?
True.
Yeah.
True. You know what's funny? Is when I first started buying like my own shoes in high school, I used to go to the store in Paramount. And it was like you said, it was like kind of a sketchy store. I didn't really realize it like at the moment, right? But I'm seeing all these Air Maxes in like crazy colors, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh cool, man, these are like way cheaper than normal, you know? Like I don't know shit, you know? I'm like 17, I'm like, I got my little Taco Bell check and shit. And then like come to find out like years later, I'm like looking for those shoes again. I'm like, hey, I kind of like those, that colorway, you know, if I could maybe buy them again. They don't exist. Those colors were never made anywhere by Nike, and I had to. That's how I found out that they were fake. So I used to buy fake shoes in high school, not knowing. But it was they were fine. You know what I'm saying? They didn't like. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they peel a little bit, but you know what I'm saying.
To this day, I work. I wear fake 501 from downtown LA. Yeah. Whenever I want 501s and I need some, and I'm gonna get them tailored, I go to downtown LA, the spot, pay $20.
Oh, they're only 20?
Fool, because real 501s are expensive.
They're expensive
how
now.
How much are they?
Levi's are taxing. I didn't know
they were fake. They're like $80 now, right?
The 501s?
No, like the jeans there, I didn't know they were fake.
The 501s, you didn't know they were fake?
Yeah, how? Why do you know they're fake?
Because they're $20.
But look, maybe they just got a lot off a truck, and then that's...
Nah, they're fool. They are fake Levi's.
How do you know? How do they make the fake ones look so real?
You just need the material.
Yeah. There's a difference. So is it really fake then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
How much are 501s? Look up. How much are 501s?
Yeah.
Like 45, 50?
And what? How can you tell yours are fake?
Because I know.
But like how?
Because I know the guy that sells them.
No, but like...
$79.
What? Yeah, $80.
I'll go right there right now and get.
Buy four.
I'll buy four. All of us a pair for $100. Y'all get fresh ass Levi's. $20 a pop.
Okay, hold on. Does it say Levi's on it?
Yeah, but then the shit comes off after one wash. Your tag, whatever size you are. But see, I've been on that, and that's just staying your shoes.
Damn. Oh yeah, no, the Levi's regular Levi's staying your shoes too.
They sell a lot of fake makeup at the... I remember one time I got like fake Mac. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, just for what? For to show who that I have Mac. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the packaging.
Yeah, and it was like back in the day. And I was like, who the fuck cares at my fucking community college that I have Mac or not? No one fucking gives a shit.
That was the flex back then, though.
To have that type of...
Yeah, I remember my mom had a bunch of that. And it was just like...
Bro, to this day, fool, I'll go to DTLA and do it up.
Yeah.
Like... I'll go crazy. I'll buy a Levi's jacket. I'll go.
I think we should have a vlog where we go to downtown LA. We each have like a spending limit. Ooh. And see what we get. And we even do like a
strict.
Like
I didn't
a
know.
Little runway.
I didn't know.
You can vlog.
I did a vlog.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want to get caught up.
I did a vlog with Tyrell and Blasi, the homie Blasi. And we did like where they put a fit together for me. Let's see what because they're always arguing about fashion. Yeah. Too. And they were strict on some stores.
Well, what if we just put a little fucking ring camera on our fucking shirt or something?
You want to know what I have?
Yeah.
I have the glasses.
Yeah, that's just how we got to do it.
Big glasses we could just record. Those are nice.
We should figure that out. Or even if it doesn't show us actually shopping, it's like what we got from.
What we got from that. Yeah. Oh, the Levi's. I'm going straight to the Levi's.
Yeah. You can't go there.
Why?
Because that's cheating.
$20 Levi's is fire.
That's crazy.
And you have like 3 or 4 washes with them. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm gonna go wherever they sell those outfits that is just like fucking like it's a whole bodysuit, but it's like fishnet and there's like in neon colors.
You like know the one that what's her name, Kiki Palmer wore in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out downtown LA. That at least we have everything. For you could buy Levi's and a turtle at the same time. True.
Hell yeah, wear that.
hey, for some girl that I used to talk to like 2 years ago, I gifted her a turtle from downtown LA.
You're so cute.
And she still has it to this day, I heard.
No way.
You heard.
From the grapevine. Because I don't talk to her no more, but I know her cousin.
Okay.
She's yeah, fool, she still has a turtle right there.
That means she's
I told her bitch throw it to Lake, to Echo Park already.
Ooh. That means she still wants you.
She has a whole fucking turtle.
And she kept the turtle? Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what she named the turtle. Maybe Putita, I heard.
You're so annoying. What?
They named the turtle Putita. I didn't name the turtle. That they did. That family.
Why would they name it
that's
that?
That's what they thought of. Duno.
Putita. If you could start a fake brand, if you could resell something to fake, what would you resell?
Yeah, and I see there's bread in that. I don't know. What's your fake brand name, though?
No.
Oh,
no,
I liked that question.
I would sell fake Nike socks.
Yes.
I would make a fucking killing.
That's good.
Ooh. Yeah, because they're expensive.
They're fucking expensive for no reason, fool.
Jorge would get a lot of Ralph Lauren socks, so I would get fake Ralph Lauren socks.
Yeah. Just get fake Ralph Lauren socks?
Mm-hmm. And boxers.
Because whoever thought, like, okay, Gucci's making this bag for $2,000.
I would do fake.
But I could make it for $150.
I would do fake Pro Clubs.
They already have that technically.
And Shock Aware.
Pro 5.
That was like my whole childhood, though.
The Pro 5?
Fake Pro Club Pro 5.
Yeah. I would do fake Ethica.
Ooh, the underwear?
And fake Hidden Hills.
What else did I do?
And fake Big Chief.
Before they make
fake Red Bull.
They do a lot of fake weed stuff.
Yeah,
all our sponsors.
Yeah.
They make a lot of fake weed stuff. Like, a lot.
Yeah, everything. There's the market, and then there's the fucking, like, the transa market of every product. I'm fucking scared out here. And you know what sucks is you want to shop in those small shops. Like, you want to put bread in there,
yeah,
but it's like they're fucking feeding you fake shit.
True.
It's part of the culture.
I want to own
I got fucking upset when I got the fake Labubu, dog. Like, that shit, that shit fucking sat with me, bro.
I feel you.
I had a transa. You have to upsell you to get that.
For you,
up.
Did upsell me.
I did. But it's upsold online. By the way, for you, I'll give it to you like 25.
Wait, what the fuck?
Because we're a little girl. This is for Putita over here.
Why do I pay 40 and Vic pays 25?
Because it's on the fucking business.
You don't even know her.
I do. Her name's Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, she met her.
Met her at Disney.
That's not fair. Yeah. Food when I meet kids.
I would sell fake soda. Because, like, there's, like, definitely a market. 99 Cent Store used to have, like, the Dr. Thunder, the Mr. Cola.
Shasta.
Yeah, like, all that shit. Like, think about it. It tasted the same.
Shasta was its own brand, right, bro? Get it right.
Does Shasta still make a bag?
They should. I wish I was sponsored by Shasta. That'd be fire.
I ain't gonna lie, their tropical soda, the blue one was fire. That blue tropical soda was nice.
Yeah, they need to like pop out with some branding. Cause it's like, we're not Coke, we're not Pepsi, we're cheaper. Or I don't know. But like, I used to fuck with them heavy. Fake soda.
Fake Labubu.
Mm-hmm. There's a fucking whole, and even, you know what else I didn't tell you guys? Fuck, it just keeps getting worse. After I got the fake one, right, at the first shop, she's like, anybody that spends over $20 gets to pick a Sunny Angel. Sunny Angels are fucking expensive. But they were like open box Sunny Angels. And so I, one of these, right? So then I picked one, not this one, this one's real. But I picked one, and then I'm like, is this shit even real? Because it was free, bro. Oh. So then I bought a tranza labubu plus a fake Sunny Angel, possibly. And I'm out here. You get what, you don't you get what played, I'm saying? Yeah. Then I'm like, bro, there would not be no.
How much are the Sunny Angels?
This shit can cost $30 on resale. At least
that's
where I got
fucking
is on
dumb.
These wow. little things.
You
are
girls have a weird obsession with things.
Yeah. Well, we don't have strippers to spend on. Blowing money fast.
Yeah. Well, at least with that, you build a memory forever.
That's a
very
a
hard
memory.
A very hard memory.
That's so gross.
It depends what strip club you're at too.
Why?
Like if you're at Sam's, you know, you eat a wing with a heart on. You ever did that before?
Have you ever ate horny?
For sure. At Sam's. I was like, damn.
Ate horny? It's crazy.
Vic, I've seen you eat horny.
Why have you seen
me
eat horny?
I haven't seen like his shit hard or like fancy. But I've been with him.
Paul is not going to let me be a part of this podcast anymore.
No. But I've been with him at Sam's and I saw him staring at somebody like,
And then eating?
Eating, and then...
I don't remember eating at Sam's. I went to eat at Sam's one time, and I didn't participate in the strip clubbery.
All right, our Valentine's show is February 15.
February
15. A brown bag Valentine's. Everyone keeps trying to correct us. We know we did it. We said it wrong.
Yeah, and it's all honestly much better for branding purposes.
Yes.
Because how many Valentine's things are there? But there's only
one
Valentine's
thing. Exactly. Well, us and then Tyga and Deuces.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing?
Induces, he said, used to be Valentine's. He says it.
Yeah, he says it.
Who, Tyga did?
Tyga. Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy? I'm just kidding.
Maybe
T-Rell wrote that bar.
What the fuck?
T-Rell assisted in that music video, Bringing Waters.
Super Bowl is this weekend. How
yes.
are you feeling, brothers and sisters?
I'm feeling like Kendrick's going to win. Kendrick's
that's honestly the only thing I'm excited for. Hey, what's the percentage on Lefty being at the Super Bowl?
A lot of percentage. He's there right now, huh?
Check the check the Bovada sports betting. There's actually odds on him.
Yeah.
It's like plus 750. And Kendrick is definitely playing TV off. Because
for sure.
He mentions New Orleans in the song, and it's a very triumphant, very like big sounding song, especially the second half of it. So he's definitely playing.
And the
song.
Merch has lyrics from TV off.
Yeah.
They're playing that song. Lefty's gonna be there. That's a really big point of the song. It would be weird to hear everything of that song and not crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. Or even if you don't have him on, that part is gonna play at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is still very viral.
If that happens, I'm there, just so everybody knows. I was already promised. So if Lefty comes out, the whole squad is going out there. I was like, bet. I'm leaving Sunday.
What if they're there already?
And they left without me?
Yeah.
Because it's this weekend.
I know. What if they already
have
rehearsals?
You're leaving Sunday. It's on Sunday.
I know. I have to make a few phone calls right after
Yeah,
this.
You got to make sure this is okay.
You're leaving
Saturday, bro.
I know. No, yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Like, I have, you know, no information on that. Just as far as I know, it's just I think he's going to play that song. Like, I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying?
Eagles or Chiefs?
Eagles.
Yeah. Why?
Even though we're like division rivals with the Giants, they're division rivals. I want to see Saquon win one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. You're a Giants fan.
Yeah, I want to see Saquon win one, and I'm tired of Mahomes' bitch ass.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm also down to see a team get a three-peat.
Yeah.
Like in the NFL.
So to that point, the reason I think the Chiefs are going to win is because Pat Riley, who is like a head of the basketball operations with the Heat. When he did a three-peat with the Lakers, he did a copyright or like patent or whatever of the term three-peat. That's his expression.
Pat Riley?
Yeah.
That's
three-peat
cool.
was him, right? So there was a report that Pat Riley said he would license the name to the Chiefs if they win it or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's already like business dealings going on in the background. Like
on them winning?
Yeah, it's like, why would that even come out? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh, fuck. It's because the Chiefs are really good.
It's the thing is with the Chiefs, like, they have, like, they're like a champion prize fighter. Yeah. To where it's like, if you want
to
take their belt,
you got to whoop their ass.
You can't just have it close. You know what I'm saying? If the game is close at the end, the Chiefs are going
to
win.
But also, the NFL might want to be able to be like, nobody has ever won a three-peat in our league because our league's a real league and there's no favoritism.
Now the Patriots did it.
No,
the
they
Patriots
did it.
For LeBron. The first Patriots run, they did it.
With Tom Brady?
Yes, 2001.
Tom Brady didn't win a three-peat.
Yes.
No, he didn't win a three-peat.
Yes, he did.
Tom Brady?
It was his first three. Yeah.
No, he didn't win.
I'm
no.
I'm pretty sure.
He did.
Unless it was 3 out of 4, but I'm pretty sure it was 3.
No,
in a row.
What we're saying is nobody has won them consecutive like
I know.
One, two, three.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure the Patriots did.
No.
2001, 2002, 2003.
Yeah, no, he didn't have a three-peat.
Told
when
you.
When was it?
It says Brady Patriots fell a couple of rounds short of a three-peat attempt, losing to the Denver Broncos in the divisional round. And while the Patriots made it to 3 straight Super Bowls between 16 and 18, they lost the middle one.
Okay, I told you so. So they lost the middle one. They went to the Super Bowl 3 straight times.
Yeah, but they didn't win.
All right.
So that's why I think.
Okay, so this will be the first three-peat. Yeah.
In NFL history?
And it would be the one in most recent time, right? Because
would
it be
the
first three-peat ever?
Did the Steelers ever get a three-peat?
I think that's like the whole thing right now. Like that there's never been a three-peat in the NFL.
I know the Well, the Cowboys won like back to back, I think, in the '90s, but I think that was it. I'm just wondering if the Steelers did back in the '70s.
No team has.
No team. Okay.
No team has ever won a three-peat.
Yeah. Oh no, Packers have.
The Packers. Oh.
When?
It says the Green Bay Packers have won the longest consecutive title streak with 3 consecutive crowns.
Oh, but that was back.
That
in the day.
Shit was there.
That's when they didn't even wear pads.
Yeah, it was in the '20s, dog.
Yeah, they didn't even
wear
pads.
Man, that
shit don't
that
matter.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even called the Lombardi back then.
Yeah, exactly. Not
yeah,
that.
So nobody has ever won a
okay,
three-peat.
Okay, so they're saying.
What we're saying is that the NFL, I think they take pride in their, like, because people always say, like, even like Stephen A. Smith was saying, like, LeBron, stop putting Bronny on the Lakers shit because he's, like, ruining the game. Mm. Yeah, he went in on him and he's like a dad can't just be like, hey, man, let my son play in the NFL. It's a grown man game in this motherfucker. So I think it's either way. I think it's either business or they let Saquon win one, the Eagles win one, and it's cracking.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I don't want them to win necessarily, but I just think it's going to
happen. I don't give a fuck. I just want a good Super Bowl. I don't want no blowout. I want a close one where I'm biting
my
nose.
Liked last year's Super Bowl. I liked the Niners Chiefs. To
yeah,
me,
it came
I'm
down
not.
To like the last
like,
play, yeah.
But I liked watching it.
They went OT,
yeah.
Right? Niners Chief.
Yeah, I think
they went
OT. Yeah.
Yeah, so I want that shit to be like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, same.
Because if it's too close, if it's too, like, they got their ass whooped by, like, 2-3 touchdowns, I'm like, oh, that shit was whack.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
There was no competition or nothing. Jalen Hurts is still a little hurt, though, huh?
He might be. I mean, it's going to be 2 weeks since he got hurt, so he might be better by now.
Oh, yeah.
Depending if it wasn't too serious.
Okay. Shout out Super Bowl and all that. I want to talk to you guys about Universal Studios. Can we do that?
Yes.
Though you know I'm local. So I don't know if you know this. They're building out. You probably go because you go a lot to Universal. Mm-hmm. They're building out the new Fast and the Furious
dog?
Yep. And it's going through the escalators.
Oh, sick.
Like,
wait,
people are
mean?
like it's going through the fucking escalators.
Over it?
Yes,
yeah,
dog.
That's fire.
And at Universal Studios Hollywood, they have like, is it 4 escalators that you have to go down?
Big as fuck.
To go from
yes.
like the main lot down to where
to
like Jurassic
lot.
Park
yeah.
is, where Super Mario World is, Mummy, all
yeah.
of that Transformers. And they're going to have the Fast and Furious ride start at the top and go like on the escalators, which is a trip to me.
That's sick.
It doesn't come out till 2026, but there now you can, I guess, see the build out of how mm-hmm. it's going to go around the escalators, and it's really tripping people out.
They're building
I
it
see the
right next to the, what's it called, Simpsons World. It's like
okay,
right
okay, okay.
It's like, or like, kind of like by Harry Potter.
Are they never going to mm-hmm. get rid of that? Like
right
Harry Potter
Simpsons.
Stuff? No,
yeah.
Harry
no.
Potter's like too big
Hell
of an attraction?
No, not
yeah.
Harry Potter. I feel like they might get rid of the Simpsons stuff, to be honest.
The mummy ride.
I like the mummy ride.
Yeah, I think it's the oldest one there. I don't think it's.
I like the mummy ride.
Like the
my
mummy
son
ride
hates it though.
Well, it took them forever to change the tram up.
Oh yeah, the tram is actually cool though.
Yeah.
Ooh, dance of the. Imagine like the ride's too crazy. You just throw up on somebody going down the escalator.
True, that could happen. And it's like Fast and Furious, like supercharged or something. So it's gonna be like a really fast ride.
I'm hoping. I'm wondering if we could all look at this. Watch. So it's in this building and it goes around and it's going to go through the escalators. So it's like really like here are the escalators. It goes all over
oh,
the
yeah.
outside of it it goes through it. As people are walking by. You know what it might remind me of? You know in Six Flags, if you're walking under Superman, it gets fucking loud as shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering, like, see, here's the other escalators. Look, it goes through it. It goes up and around. Damn. Dog, that's insane. That shit's going to be a trip. I guess
what do you have to go to school for to build roller coasters?
Architect, no?
Engineer? Probably engineering.
And then yeah.
What's that?
It's like a stupid game that used to be on PC.
It's not a stupid game.
It's not a stupid game.
You used to build roller coasters. This is some nerdy shit.
You're like a black virgin, huh? Hey, by the way, I want to tell you guys
that's crazy.
Call me a virgin?
And black.
I stole your bitch.
He stole a girl that you were talking to?
I think so, maybe. By the way, you guys, I was at a comedy show in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And somebody in the crowd while I was on stage was like, oh, you like tripa, fool.
Ah.
This is all your fault.
I did.
Now people think I like getting my ass shaved.
El beso negro.
And
I asked you if you like tripa, yes or no, and then I showed you guys.
Fool, I don't like getting my ass shaved, though, fool.
You don't know that you don't. And I think it's that you like eating ass.
I've only done that a couple times.
And?
What's the
verdict?
Yeah. What's the verdict? Tripa boys.
Are you a black virgin?
Am I a black virgin?
Yeah.
Vic also likes eating tripa tacos. I've eaten tripa tacos with Vic.
No, we haven't.
Ew.
Are they together?
No, we haven't. I never ate tripa tacos. Like, I don't like that shit.
You're so full of shit.
I don't.
No, he's. How do you know?
I don't like tripa tacos.
I heard.
I was out there with Hat Club shooting an episode of Crowned. And then I went to Happy News Network. We shot like a cooking vlog and I made enchiladas. And I feel like I made my grandma really proud. I'm going to show her a picture of what I did. but then it was cool. And then I had to go to the airport and I got in the wrong fucking Uber. And like it was like a million to one chance of like the same car I called. It was a white Camry. It was right outside. It was in the same exact time frame. I walked out. I walked in there. And the dude on the Lyft was like a black dude. I walked in there. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? It's Vic. You know, and I get in there and I'm like circling the block. And then all of a sudden my Uber calls me and I'm like, well, I'm already in the fucking Uber. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I answer it, and I'm like, hello. And then he was like, hey, I'm your Uber. I'm outside. And I was like, bro, I'm already in the Uber.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And then he was like, what? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, somebody else must have picked you up. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And then because I have all my luggage with me. So then I look at the dude, and then he's like, you're in the wrong car. Bro, people in New York are so rude, dog. He's just like, I'm going to cancel. And then I was like, I'm not even your client. And then he's like, can you get out? And I was like, fuck. And that's why I just like stood on the corner in Brooklyn just like this with my luggage, so like trying not to get robbed. I was like, story. Fuck, dog. The guy that picked me up, bro, he looked exactly like the guy that picked me up. Mm. But I knew I wasn't crazy. Because we circled the block, like shout out to my Uber driver. He went around the block. I was like, I'm on the corner of this and this, and then he picked me up. We circled the block, and then we see the Uber driver that dropped me off. He's just sitting there in his car, mad because he picked me up on accident. And then the person that was supposed to be in the car that I got in, he got in the other guy's car, and he told him to get out too. It was just funny. It was like random as fuck.
That fucking sucks. Yeah. You were also in New York recently.
I was in New York with recently.
Genius.
Yeah,
I like that. You look big. Little... Like walking through the birds.
I was
around.
Like, yeah.
Relax, fucking that? Home Alone. Huh?
Yeah. Was that Central Park?
No, oh. That was, I think it's called Washington Square Park. Oh, it's fire. Right across from NYU. So a lot of the people I was interviewing were people that go to NYU. None of them knew who the fuck Mustard was. And that showed me that we really live in a fucking bubble. Because to me, I'm like, this was mainstream.
Yeah.
But over there, like.
DJ Mustard, right?
DJ yeah. Mustard. Like, one of the answers was, this question was, this producer collaborated with Kendrick Lamar on his song, Not Like Us. He literally, it starts with Mustard on the beat. The fucking song starts with Mustard on the beat. And I gave them options. I said, is it Dr. Dre? Is it DJ Khaled? Or is it Mustard? And people were like, DJ Dre. And then I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's Mustard.
Were you getting mad because you know how culture New York is that these people were? But you know what? You were by NYU, right?
Yeah.
So probably a lot of people that
but
are.
But to me, I feel like Mustard is, but it just shows me we're in a bubble. Like,
yeah.
It's, oh, the to West me, Coast. Mustard is like mainstream.
Yeah.
You know? And not, it's mustard.
Not even just West Coast, but I think just like hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But we think like it's pretty mainstream. I would guess that people in New York would know who he is because I feel like, I mean, this is probably an exaggeration, but I feel like a lot of people in New York are very hip to hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like very more so than here.
Yeah.
Yeah, more so than here. You know what I'm saying? And like, and so, yeah, that surprised me. That
and then there was this kid because I talked to him and it's just things that I feel like should be common knowledge, but apparently aren't. I was talking to him and like one of the answers he was talking about Kendrick. He's like Pulitzer Prize winner, like the GOAT, Kendrick Lamar. So I'm like, oh, you're hip. You know, like a lot of Kendrick. Right. And then I'm like, which one of the questions was Dolce assigned to which label, like which iconic hip hop label? And I said TDE, OVO, ASAP Mob or Aftermath. I said one of those. And he's like, ah, Dolce, is it ASAP Mob? And to me, I'm tripping out. Like, how do you not know TDE and Dolce? Like,
or ASAP Mob.
And that, yeah, a lot of them thought Dolce was ASAP Mob. And I'm like, that shit is weird. Like, but it just showed me, I think in those moments, I'm like, oh, the way that I know shit that I think everyone should know, a lot of people don't really know shit like that.
I'm also trying to figure out, like, where the fuck people think that ASAP Mob is still signing fools. Where the fuck, like, they have a whole,
but
they have a whole case going on.
Facts. Even kids right now that are getting hip or, like, liking certain music, they don't know what's going, they don't know, like, I guess the music business part of it.
True.
They know I like this. I got put up on this person. I saw him on Spotify or I saw a TikTok video. They don't know who's still around, who's signed to what, things like that.
I had to change that when I started interviewing people and shit. But other than that, I never knew that people were signed like to.
Yeah, see?
I thought TDE was a rap group.
Oh, got you.
I thought that's really what I thought, like black hippie and all that shit. Like,
you
I would.
See how that's separated though, because TDE is mostly like Watts, the South area, so it's very much like I can see how that's more in the pocket. Then again, the people you interviewed for the mustard thing, I could have told you they weren't.
They're
gonna
but some of them, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, it's like eclectic. It's young college kids. Mm-hmm. I get it.
That's what I'm saying. They might be from like North Dakota somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they might be crazy in the middle of nowhere. But that shit was dope. I seen the little walk up. I was like, okay.
I was having fun.
Yeah. Because exactly. Cause usually, sometimes when you work with brands, you're like, oh, I kind of got to do something I don't want to do. But the bag's cool. And it's.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, actually, like, oh, cool. Shit. I got to ask people cool questions.
And I was with my homie. Shout out Rob Markman.
Yeah.
And then my homie Opie, who used to work at Genius when I did. And so it was really cool to like see them again.
Yeah.
And then like just work with Genius. It's easy for me. Like, this is my. Mm-hmm. It's like a perfect partnership, I feel. Yeah.
Like, that's like your home team when you're over there.
Mm-hmm. I love those guys.
East Coast Letty. That's a different breed right there. Hop hop, super hip hop. You be in the Bronx like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had like a 10-minute walk from my hotel to where, like, to the Hat Club NoHo store. Immediately, I just put on Big L, and I'm just like, yeah, I love this. Like, super old school. I'm listening to The Graveyard. Like,
this fool didn't even know the Big Pun song that I posted when we did, like, we had our billboard.
In New York.
Or I had my billboard in New York, and then I put a Big Pun song, and he's like, I never heard that song, and I'm like, oh, my God. Remember?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I would have put in New York. That's what you would have done.
I think I put the Ja Rule song.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. New York.
I got a honey, got a honey, clip. That's a banger right there. If you ask me right there.
It is.
That is a fucking banger. Hey, what are you getting your girl for Valentine? She doesn't watch the pod, so you could say it.
I know. So she really likes Sabrina Carpenter. So there's this like Sabrina Carpenter experience that you can like take her to.
No way.
Yeah, it's like a bar that has like a whole thing. Everything is like Sabrina Carpenter themed and shit like that.
So you're taking your girl to a bar for Valentine?
Yeah, like at the end, like
an experience.
Probably take her to.
Shut the fuck
it's
up.
It's an experience. I had to buy tickets in
you
advance.
You fucking
and
let him be, brother.
And then before that, I'd probably go to dinner. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too crazy.
And then after that. Letty,
what
are you getting Jorge for Valentine?
I don't want him to. Well, I don't want him to know, but it's pretty cool.
Can you say it and we'll bleep it?
No, because I don't trust Jose.
Jose, can you hold your word that you're gonna bleep this? Six.
Sure.
I'm gonna.
Oh!
Yeah. See? Tight.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
dope.
See?
Damn. Have you been working on it?
Yeah, 3 plus tacos.
That's super. Damn, I don't know what I'm gonna get weird on yet. He's been like,
hey, can we talk about it a little bit? Did you trade in Poet for Weirdo? Because the way that you used to be all fucking holding hands with Poet.
No, okay, first of all, okay, no.
I've seen photos. You're literally touching him while he's sleeping.
Who, me and Weirdo? Okay, yes. Don't say it like that.
It's true.
We were holding hands while we were sleeping.
Man, I was asleep. And that whole Chicago trip, he made it. I was pissed.
He made it weird? Yeah. Why you make it weird? I'm Weirdo.
I didn't make it weird.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you did.
You were purposely making him uncomfortable. Like, whenever like you put the camera, you'd be like, oh. Yeah. Like,
okay, can like, we?
Yeah. And he's just like, what the fuck?
He's a comedian. It don't matter. I'm like, hold on, boy, I'm a rapper.
I got an image to hold.
You want to know what's funny?
What? You got more?
Look at this. I just actually found this.
You see?
I'm trying to embrace him.
Hey, never mind.
What?
Cholo son or fig daughter?
Cholo son.
One of our callers on Power 106 brought up this thing.
Because
he was
debate,
like, huh? I need to be present in my kid's life. If I'm not present in my girl's life, she's going to be on fig. And, you know, honestly, if I'm not present in my son's life, worst thing can happen is to be a cholo. He's like, what would you rather? Shout out David from East LA.
Wait, yeah. What'd you say?
Fig daughter.
No.
What the fuck?
No, I didn't
yeah,
say
he
that.
Yeah, did. You said that.
Did I? No.
Yeah.
I don't think I answered the question.
You said you'll show her the route and everything.
No, because then, no, she's going to work for Smack. No.
Yeah. Smack and Sharp and Almighty are going to be beefy. God, that's dark.
Cholo
right
son, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, eggs are very fucking expensive right now. What the fuck is happening?
Did you see a truck that flipped over and people
yes,
were mad?
Yes, all yeah. full of eggs.
Hey, take care of your huevos. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be careful with the balls.
Cuidado con los huevos, wey.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those. We haven't talked about Luca on the pod.
Luca.
Go.
Have a great time. Let's go. Luca.
Luca. Luca. Luca. Luca. Luca.
He speaks great Spanish.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to end up cheating on his wife with a Latina in LA.
He has a wife?
Jeez. I put money on
him. He's 25 years old.
Does he have a wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a kid married.
No way. Love. I don't know that. Maybe it's only in Slovenia, though.
Was he like a farmer cat? Isn't he
like... No, that's
Jokic. No, that is him. That is him.
He's from Slovenia, too.
Yeah.
No,
for like being
no he's
the,
from Serbia.
No, Jokic's from Serbia.
Yeah, yeah.
Luka's from Slovenia.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, but he even has dogs that are meant for, like, the farm and shit.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
So
okay.
Maybe Luka might live in the IE. The IE might have something to live for.
Nah.
Luka. Because he likes the farm life.
Can we give a big round of applause to the IE? I think they're having a good week.
True, Kendrick shouted
yes,
them out.
Kendrick shouted them out.
Oh, San Bernardino.
Yes. San Bernardino and IE. He said the whole IE.
Yeah. Did he shout out San Diego?
No.
Okay, yeah. All right. I just wanted to make that
he
very clear.
He shouted out the Valley and Pacoima.
He said true. Pacoima.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you Richie know, was, Valens Park.
Yeah.
Richie Valens Park.
Hey, it was really cool to hear him shout out, like, G Malone,
yeah.
Problem,
mm-hmm.
Bad Luck, like, that whole era Maestro. Is like, that's when I was, like, a teenager and like listening to like the new It 2 here at Power 106 and those are the artists that were getting played and
yeah.
So for me to be like for him to shout them out on the Grammy stage, I know it was big for all of them, and then for him to just show like how appreciative he is of the ones that came before him, but not only just the quote-unquote big dogs.
Yeah, like you're not saying you could have said just like the Drake.
Snoop, yeah, the
Ice
ones that
Cube.
People
corrupt,
that people every everybody
like,
knows.
You know, like you gave it to those.
If you know, you know type shit.
Exactly, and that shit was fire. I was like, no way, he just shouted them out on the Grammys. That shit was mad. And that was at the biggest award of the night too.
Yeah.
And then
one of them, there's Album of the Year and Song of the Year, so he got Song of the
yeah.
Year. So, and that was.
But that was crazy when he did shout out
and
the cities
because
yeah.
he was like San Bernardino, IE. Watts, and then he like went,
yeah.
and then when he said Pacoima, I already knew Letty was like,
yeah, he said the Valley, I love it.
Like you know, like the Breakfast Club, Letty, yeah. you were walking out. Like,
I was waiting for the Southeast.
He said Long Beach.
Yeah,
he did say Long Beach.
I like how all the ones that were named. Yeah, rah rah.
Oh yeah, every city that was named, they were bragging him on my story.
And
yeah.
the ones that were like OC's a little upset. I saw some stuff go viral and even Angie asking like, dang, I was waiting for the OC shout out or whatever.
I'm still waiting.
OC's not a sanctuary city anymore, so I don't get a shout out.
You may have been politically standing on 10 toes down on some political stuff. That's what I'm saying. But also shout out to people from the OC.
Shout out to Orange County fools.
Yeah, that was big. Shout out Kendrick, man. And then we have the Super Bowl to look forward to.
Yes.
I don't want to move past Luka real quick. So Fox Sports did a top 10 most shocking trades of all time. Because of what happened with Luka.
Yeah.
Can I read through some of them with you guys? Yeah. I was telling Vic, it shocked me, and I'm not a sports head, but the trade shocked me the way that I saw and observing the shock was like when LeBron left the Cavs for the Heat the first time, where everybody was like, what? And he did the press conference, and people in Cleveland were burning jerseys, and everything was like so sad for them. And then people in Miami were like, we're making the big three. Mm-hmm. And people were like talking about all of that. That's what it looked like to me. It felt like to me. But here is what Fox Sports has to say. I'm going to go from 10 to 1, okay? Some of these may feel really old to you guys. Number 10 is when Ken Griffey Jr. went to the Reds in 2000.
Ooh.
Seattle.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Number 9 is when Randy Moss went to the Patriots from the Raiders.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game changer. Damn, when he never won a ring.
No,
he
didn't.
Never won a ring?
No.
Randy Moss never won a ring, fool.
That year they were undefeated. That year they were undefeated and they lost to the Giants.
Oh, he almost had cheated the first 3 games. And they played the Chargers when the Chargers were in San Diego.
Do you want a microphone, weirdo? give him a microphone.
That boy's getting mad because the Chargers have nothing to do with it. He's like,
just pod, just join. You're practically fucking his ass cheek right now. What do they call him?
Mi culo.
Yeah, it's the culo right there. It's a term of endearment. That means
Spanish
you guys are really close.
Butt buddy?
No, it's like that. They're kind of like attached at the hip.
Yeah.
Like, they don't go anywhere without
it. Oh, no, they be like, oh.
Chicle.
Y tu nalga.
Y tu nalga, yeah.
That means, like, butt buddy still?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in your butt.
He's like, where's your left cheek at? Because it's, like, always with you. Todo respeto, weirdo. Todo respeto. Number 8, when A-Rod went to the Yankees from the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy because he actually almost got traded to the Red Sox too, and then some weird shit happened, and then he ended up with
sketchy.
That was weird. Yeah, that was really
same
weird.
Year when Shaquille O'Neal went to the Heat from the Lakers.
Oh, that was
I remember
weird.
People were
that
tripping.
Was so
that was a heartbreak.
The whole Kobe drama.
That was so fucking stupid. Yeah.
That was a weird heartbreak. I'm like, wait, what do you mean we got Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
Now?
What do you mean Dad doesn't live with us anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. And that was the same time my parents are going through a divorce. That was a lot. Damn. Everything divided.
Number 6, when Kevin Garnett went from the Timberwolves to the Celtics.
Yeah, because he was your franchise player.
Yeah, for the
Timberwolves. Yeah.
It's crazy that the LeBron thing that I mentioned isn't even here.
That was a free agent signing. That's why.
Yeah, trade is like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. I don't know sports. It's okay.
Yeah. It was still shocking,
like,
though, because he couldn't sign.
That news. Mm-hmm. When Herschel Walker went to the Vikings from the Cowboys.
I don't really know too much about
it. I wasn't like
in 1989. God damn.
I wasn't around them.
Yeah,
if you don't know that one, this next one.
I was here. That was like a heist of the century, and that's what got the Cowboys in position to win those Super Bowls.
But then he went to the Vikings.
They got a lot in return. Yeah, no, he was like their best player. They traded him. They got a lot of assets back, and then they ended up winning the Super Bowls.
Because the Vikings didn't.
They're like completely rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. Dang. And the Vikings didn't get anything.
No, he was asked for them. Yeah.
This one's older than that. When Wilt Chamberlain went from the Warriors to the 76ers
in
1965.
yeah, some old-ass shit. I have no idea.
That's the number 4 most shocking trade of all time.
How did he find out? Fucking 2 months later?
By fucking telegram?
By bird?
By newspaper?
Yeah, a telegram?
Will got traded.
Got Hoover to what?
Okay, number 3 most shocking trade of all time. Wayne Gretzky to the Kings from the Oilers, 1988. It's also old.
Okay, yeah, it's old.
Hockey, yeah. But I'm pretty sure in the white community,
but he was the GOAT. He was the GOAT. And he left, exactly.
He was the GOAT, though, in hockey, in the hockey shit.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys want to guess the trade that is right under Luka Doncic to the Lakers?
So Luka to the Lakers is the first one?
Is the number shocking. One most shocking trade of all time.
Because they had no,
according
like,
to Fox Sports.
Nobody had any idea. Oh, so the one before that?
Yeah, and think these things are going old, too. So just think of maybe his historical shit that people are like, what
I was
going
to say when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, but he signed
there,
right?
That was a free agent. That shit was pretty shocking, actually.
That shit, because he could have gone with, okay.
When Russ, no.
Nah, hell, nah. He's not that much of a big name.
James
Damn.
Harden.
No, he's big.
I was shocked.
I'm trying to think. When James Harden, when did he get traded? When he wasn't that big when he got traded to the Rockets. It wasn't that big of a deal at the moment.
Luka for,
No, I know, but I'm just saying
that's
it was shocking.
Right under Luka. I can tell you.
Okay, what is it?
When Babe Ruth went from the Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees. In 1920.
People were shocked.
That would be a shock now. That's like if Aaron Rodgers right now was like, fuck the Yankees, let me go to the Red Sox because they're rivals. Mm-hmm. They hate each other
too.
But I
feel like this was even before when there was less teams and it was so much. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So I'm pretty sure that's shocking because they're like Celtics Lakers.
Damn. Yeah.
And then it's Babe Ruth. You know, they call Shohei the modern-day Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure that must
the great Bambino. Mm-hmm.
The Sultan of what? The
Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
It's like a king. It's like another word for a king.
No, I know it's
Sultan. Oh, but like he was like swatting balls.
Oh, like swatting the ball.
Oh.
So we didn't know what SWAT mean, but you know what Sultan mean?
Okay, so.
Yes, I watched Aladdin.
Ain't no fucking way Babe Ruth is just.
Number two, brother.
I don't know how they. Who wrote this
list?
It's
Fox Sports.
Fucking 80-year-old motherfucker.
Fox Sports, that old motherfucker.
Oh, how dare them be the historians and documentarians.
Yeah.
He did this shit in his deathbed.
Fox is freaky anyway. They probably only got old people working there now. All the young people is.
Were they?
No.
Okay, I guess people are talking about this answer because it was media day for Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
Doncic? How much? Yeah. Can I say it right? Can you guys?
Doncic. I think Doncic. I'm saying it like I used to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Doncic. They asked him if... let's just play it.
Here. Might not agree to the Supermax extension. Did you or anyone on your inner circle indicate that might be the case?
Absolutely not.
And he's sad when he's saying it. So this, I guess, did anyone ever indicate to the Mavs you won't sign the Supermax? And he says, absolutely not. Do you guys know what that means?
Yeah, so he was on par, he was due to get,
$345
million. And he's
sad, bro. I haven't watched his press conference, but it feels like he's fucking upset at everything right now.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think.
During media day.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to offer him. And then if he wanted to be a free agent, he would have been like, no, I'm okay with that Supermax from Dallas.
So a couple years ago, the NBA commissioner. They made these things called supermax contracts and max contracts because they wanted players to stay with their teams that they're drafted with or they're with longer. So you'll make more money staying in the city that you're already in,
mm-hmm.
If you've been there for a couple years. So you can get a super duper max if you're eligible, if you've been all NBA. It was meant to get players like LeBron and Luka and all the best players
locked
to get them
in.
Locked in, super paid, so they don't have to go elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? To get more money. So if he would have stayed with the Mavericks since he's been with them for 6 years or whatever, he would have been eligible to get $345 million.
Sheesh.
But now that he got traded against his will, he's only able to make $220. You know what I'm saying? As a max contract.
Full
so it's like.
That's right. They,
yeah.
That's why he's kind of like.
That's why he's sad about it.
They kind of fucked him.
They fucked him big time. Because now it's he has nothing to do with being traded. But now his clock to get a Supermax restarts with the Lakers now. If he wants to stay with them, maybe in 2-3 years he'll be eligible or whatever.
He's going to be whooping that ass every time he go to Dallas.
Oh, yeah, bro. And he just bought a crib.
That was $15 million.
$15 million in
Dallas. Do you guys think, because clearly being in LA, that's a whole marketplace of its own. And the
For
Lake,
sure.
He's going to get bread.
Oh, he'll
but
make
understanding,
it up.
I put in the work to kind of be set over there. And then I didn't get that. And then I got moved and I got to rework it again.
He was going
to
be the highest paid player in the NBA. He was on track
and then,
for that.
And then it's also a fuck you. I took you to a final. I'm an MVP. I'm one of the best to ever do it at this age. Yeah. And you're basically right when you're about it. It's kind of telling me, "Hey, fool, drop this album and this album and this album, and then
this.
And then this next album."
And so you do all those things.
And then you go never mind, I'm cool.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty
fool.
Fucked up.
That's super fucked up, fool. And he's known to be the sweetest kid.
Yeah, he seems
sweet.
And he knows really
he's young. That fool was a pro at 16.
Can you hear him talk Spanish?
Yeah. Well
he played in Spain.
Yeah, in Spain for a long time in Madrid. He played for Real Madrid.
He grew up in their academy. That's why he's
amazing.
So good. So he was playing grown men when he was a teenager.
Dang.
So that's why, like, he knows Spanish very well. But he was also playing in, like, the best Europe leagues. So he came over here. He was already, like, done. Like, he's a prodigy, already killing it as soon as he hit the league.
Since we're on our sports tip, and speaking of grown men acting like teenagers, you guys saw how Michael Jordan's son got arrested.
Oh, off that booger sugar.
Yeah. So there's footage now. While he was arrested, he tried to avoid it by, what do you guys think he did?
Swallowing it.
No.
He tried to...
put it in
shimmy
his
shake. He tried to cross him over. He tried to cross him over.
He name dropped Michael Jordan. Oh, no. Let's listen.
Oh, what a fucking
we all
idiot.
Saw this together. Yeah. I'm sorry I kept it in longer. I just had I didn't good. Know if he was gonna say more.
So I feel like Marcus Jordan is the Michael Jordan of disappointment sons.
And if you want to be a Michael, like,
he's
you
the greatest
a,
of all time. Like, he's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's the one that was fucking Scottie Pippen's wife.
Yes.
He's a Michael Jordan of
disappointing sons.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Okay, whose name would you drop beside your own if you get caught up and you're like, I'm Duno, and that don't work? And then whose name do you drop?
What's the situation? I'm getting arrested?
You have a fucking car on the train tracks. Because he thought it would work. I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. And the girl's like, I can confirm.
There's six of us here. So, if just two or three of us move this car off of it, we can all go home and forget about it.
Who are you name dropping?
Shit. I don't know if, like, name
lefty
dropping.
Lefty Gunplay.
Yeah, I know Lefty Gunplay. All right? No, that sounds like a threat. what's it called? I would, honestly, I'd just probably say Power 106, but I don't know if that'll get me in more trouble.
Like, nah, on the body cam? They show love. They show love to Power.
No, I'm just saying because, like, on the
body. No, you got to, like, somehow slide it in, like no, I'm just trying to get to work at Power 106. Oh.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. It's because, you know, they come in to do a late shift at Power 106 because Justin Credible couldn't make it.
I know Justin Credible. I know DJ Sour Milk.
But, you know, yeah, man, I got to go to Power 106. I work there. Power 106, you heard of it? Okay, yeah, I work there.
You know a lot of people. Who would you name drop?
Damn.
I'll give you options. Do you name drop Concrete?
Concrete, yeah.
Do you name drop Terrell?
Man, fuck no!
You're getting arrested immediately.
Do you name drop AD?
Hell no, I'm way more popping than two of them fools you named.
Depending on where you get arrested.
That's what I'm saying. If I am on Fig. All right, man, I'm just trying to get a smacks out. You know, smacks.
Everybody will know smacks out there.
If I'm in San Diego, mm-hmm. Hey, man, you know, yeah, but Lil Mauro needs me.
Oh.
If I'm in Glendale, bruh. Yeah, man, Letty, you know what I'm saying? She needs me.
What's the Glendale Gary?
Glendale Gary. And then if I'm in Downey, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, you could name drop me there.
Man, Big Swift. Big Swift really needs you.
They'll arrest your ass, Big Swift.
We're name dropping you, Duno. People recognize you.
Yeah.
I would probably
have a lot of cop fans.
I wouldn't even name.
Bro, I have so many cop fans. Yeah. I'm a snitch.
No.
Oh.
For one thing and one thing only, domestic violence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People. One time, my friends had things they weren't supposed to have.
People don't even know you by your name. They know you by domestic violence.
What? I am also known for other things, like Brown Bag Podcast. But one time I was driving with my friends that had illegal things with them.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And I'm driving, and then I just hear that, and I'm like, oh. And all the homies look at me, and they're like, the trip, fool, if they pull us out, is our shit. You feel me? Fuck it, we know you got to film tomorrow. But I they're asking for a ride. I was like, I got you. And I pull over, and they're like, Duno? And I was like, yeah. And the homies were like, yeah. And everybody was like, yeah. And I was going on. I was like, shit, bro. My boys were drunk. I just came to pick them up along the way, bro. I got to film tomorrow, a podcast. And they're like, on a Sunday. And I'm like, yeah, bro. You feel me? Extra. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to have extra content for extra days. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. And then at the moment, I was working on the jumper. And they're like, and that's what Adam is crazy, huh? With his wife and shit. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's their thing, though. All right, man. Dan Kazumi, like you interviewed him before? Yeah. I was like, yeah, man. And then the other guy was like, hell yeah, man. I like the new food shit. And I was like, hell yeah, bro. Like we should go into the spot we done. And the homies were just like, yeah, they were just hyped. They were ad-libbing everything. And they're like, all right, bro, y'all sure y'all don't got anything? I was like, come on, bro. Like, I got a whole career. I'm not even on that. And he's like, all right. I'm like, hey, bro, appreciate that, bro. Nice to meet you guys. Nice to meet you guys. The homie's fucking butt cheeks were like this. It was so dry. Cause they were like, they were fucking me. They're like, you gotta film a pod. I was like, yeah, bro, I gotta film a cheese with Duno. Like it was just working
they
out.
They were hella tapped in though. Huh?
And then you had tacos.
But the homies were like, when they were like Duno, the homies were like, yeah.
No.
One of the homies even tapped my bag like it was like, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fire.
All right.
No,
well,
you know who I would drop Deildra. Your friend.
Deildra. My friend that's a cop.
Yes.
She is known in the cop world, not for nothing crazy.
And she boxes.
Because she got fucking
hands. Yeah,
because
she got fucking hands.
Fool,
try
did
her.
Did you know that they have cop versus like sheriff, like LAPD versus sheriff,
yeah.
Firefighters versus sheriff, and them put meet up once to fundraise money.
Charity.
They just squabble each other.
And it's lit because they got the ambulances on hand too.
That part.
Right there.
Yeah,
LAPD versus NYPD. they like box out. But
And then they also do like the. They do like the sheriff versus LAPD because you know, they be going at it like
in real life.
In real life,
she's crazy. Oh, but they all hate the firefighters.
No,
oh yeah,
because the firefighters.
Everybody
loves
the firefighters. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the firefighters are some stocky ass fools.
But the LAPD, the firefighters don't do shit when it comes to like they'll pull up to the house, but they don't do anything. The cops have to do a bunch of this stuff. By the way, I love firefighters. Period. Especially everyone that's helped through the fires.
Yes,
but cops hate you.
But they're beef.
LAPD, LAPD and LAFD beef.
Well, they're probably jealous because it's like, damn, like, no matter what, like, NWA made F the Police.
Yeah, not like, F the Firefighters.
Nobody would ever make that song. Nobody would ever make F the Firefighters ever in their life.
But imagine just, for you had a squabble and just a big-ass white firefighter was just that's.
Yeah.
And no, because remember what's it called? She told you, like, you should bring him.
Yeah.
Damn, we should have gone to that.
There will be another one. That'll be cool. Nice. She has hands. All right. Episode 166.
Yes,
166.
We're out of here. We love you guys.
Love you.
Yes.
Get your tickets. AXS.com.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Bow.